A bipartisan group of U.S. senators met privately today to discuss cuts to the proposed $900 billion economic stimulus package, as President Obama received criticism that he hasn't been doing enough to lead on the issue. The day began with the president writing an op-ed in the Washington Post, where he criticized those who say that there should be more tax cuts or a smaller overall package. While visiting the Energy Department today, Obama said the tussle over the stimulus bill has real-world implications.
This isn't some abstract debate. Last week, we learned that many of America's largest corporations are planning to lay off tens of thousands of workers.
Obama admitted the stimulus plan isn't perfect.
There have been constructive changes made to this one over the last several weeks. I would love to see additional improvements today. But the scale and the scope of this plan is the right one.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins said today lawmakers are very leery of having an enormous package that is just a collection of everyone's favorite programs. She said after a meeting that the bipartisan group hasn't decided how much they'll seek to cut, she said she would not support a plan as large as the $819 billion package approved last month by the House of Representatives. In an effort to sell the bill, Melody Barnes, the director of White House Domestic Policy, held a conference call with reporters in the Southeast this afternoon. She was asked if money will be sent to the states or directly to cities and counties.
It's really a mixture. What we were looking to do was to work with Congress to develop ways to get money out of the door quickly and efficiently and effectively. And that means using, pardon the expression, I know you hear it all the time, but using all the tools in our toolbox. In some cases, there's money that goes to governors. In other places, money that goes to mayors. In other places, money that goes to school districts. We try to use existing formulas as a way to make sure that we're using methods that we know work and are already in place. And we've tried to balance all of those things to get money where it's most needed and where it's most needed quickly.
But Barnes could not give a direct breakdown of the division between state and local funding. When asked about the transparency of the projects that have or will be in the stimulus bill, Barnes said the Obama team is working on that right now.
What we are trying to do is make sure that we are transparent about that, that we're also balancing the concerns by businesses and small businesses in terms of compliance and making sure that they have the tools to do that. So that's something that's always been very important to the president, and he's said consistently throughout the course of the campaign that doing this will be important, and recovery.gov, which is the website that will be used to make sure that if information is available to the public, is an important component of the Recovery Act.
And when asked about what types of reductions the bill Obama might be open to, Domestic Policy Chief Melody Barnes didn't reveal much, but defended the overall size of the package.
So at this point, we're interested and open to a conversation on what others may have to propose. I would have to say, as a general matter, that when we talk about the size of the bill, we didn't just kind of pull a number out of the hat. We spoke to some of the best economists around the country about the kind of the size of a proposal that would be needed to create the stimulative effect that's necessary, and that's why the goal was created as it was, and also a balance between tax cuts and spending. Again, not just an idea that we thought of in a room, but after talking to many, many, many economists around the country about how best to stimulate the economy. But
meanwhile, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham unveiled his own stimulus plan today, which would cost less than half the amount of the president's. In speaking with Fox News, Graham blasted the president for being AWOL in terms of leadership.
I mean, he's been writing editorials. He's been all over the media.
Yeah.
You don't think that's an approach that's working?
No. Scaring people is not leadership. Writing an editorial that if you don't pass this bad bill, we're going to have disaster. We've had enough presidents trying to scare people to make bad decisions. So I like President Obama, but he is not leading. Having lunch is not leading. Getting people in a room like Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill did to solve Social Security has not happened here. And doing TV interviews is not leading. We need a bunch of Republicans and Democrats in a room with the White House to figure out how to smartly spend money to create jobs. And if it doesn't create a job in the near term, we shouldn't spend the money.